And now your letters. We got several about our story on Muslim women who wear the full face veil. Sami Malik, an Iranian native now living in New York City, wrote, "There is no education on the subject in most Muslim societies, and the women are not given a choice. The hijab has been exploited by patriarchal societies to a cruel and inhumane degree." Peter Garnham of East Hampton, New York, had this comment. "There is a double standard here that seems to have been ignored. Western women in Islamic countries like Saudi Arabia are expected to conform to the local dress code. Why should a Muslim woman be offended by being asked to do the same?" 2 weeks ago, my colleague Jackie Lydon reported on civil liberties during wartime. She stated that the Military Commissions Act, signed by President Bush last month, allows for the detention and trial of non-citizens designated unlawful enemy combatants. The act also allows for suspending the writ of habeas corpus. Listener David Kleiner of Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, asked us to clarify how the new law will affect citizens who may also be declared unlawful enemy combatants. For the answer, we turn to one of the experts in our story, law professor Cass Sunstein of the University of Chicago.
Citizens are not going to be tried in the military commissions, and citizens also don't have the writ of habeas corpus suspended. It's only non-citizens whose habeas corpus rights are suspended, and it's only non-citizens who can be tried in the military commissions as unlawful enemy combatants. On the other hand, the Military Commissions Act does have a broad definition of what an unlawful enemy combatant is, and that definition can include American citizens. So it seems as if the president has additional power to detain people, including American citizens, if he considers them to be unlawful enemy combatants.
In his email, Mr. Kleiner also asked if the Military Commission Act of 2006 restricts the suspension of habeas corpus rights to wartime. Here's Professor Sunstein again.
It is true that the law isn't limited to declaration of war or what in common understanding might be wartime, but it's also the case that the law does limit its application to people who've engaged in acts of war against us.
We hope that clears up Mr. Kleiner's question. If you have questions about our stories or comments, write to us. Go to our website, npr.org, click on Contact Us, and select Weekend All Things Considered.